Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here. Right here. Right here. Right where you are right now. Here on the Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you to be part of the solution, right? I mean, that's in all sincerity. Be part of the solution. So listen to the show. Write down some notes. Make sure you have the facts. Don't spew party line. You make me crazy when you spew party line. I mean, like out of my mind, like, you know? I tell you what. Those California kids that use like 100 times make me nuts, too. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the, you know, part of what makes the country better, part of what makes us better. You don't get, you know, we don't become stronger, we don't become better, we don't make America great again by having another Barack Obama or even Hillary Clinton. I mean, my God, she's over in Europe talking about how, or she was over in Europe, talking about how she wasn't ruling out running again. I got a shudder down my spine. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I was having chest pains. I haven't ruled it out yet. Oh, my God, my chest. I mean, seriously. Give it up. You've had your day. Your own people don't want you to run again. Does anybody, you guys know that? No, seriously, in all sincerity, her own people do not want her to run again. They've gone, no, Hillary, no. It is not your turn anymore. Go home. Stay home. All right, so for those of you who don't think that we're ruining our young people, that they have no clues to what's going on, I mean, here's a story where you actually have people pushing to nix contracts with ICE. Right? I mean, ICE has, well, let me just tell you what it's all about, right? So last September, employees at GitHub, they've been pressuring the Microsoft-owned code repository to terminate its contract with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now they're getting reinforcements from constituency that could have a little bit more clout. Now, in an open letter published Wednesday on GitHub, software developers representing the open source community joined the call for GitHub to immediately cancel a $200,000 contract with ICE. Who's going to replace the money? See, these people who are against capitalism, they want socialism, they have jobs because of capitalism. Let me tell you what. If socialism creeps in, there ain't going to be no GitHub. Ain't going to happen. You will not have jobs. And coding, while you're living in your nice posh place in Los Angeles or San Francisco because you have coding skills? Sorry, no more. Do you know what public housing is all about? Have you seen the projects of the 60s and 70s? That's where you'll be. Open source is about inverting power structures, creating access opportunities for everyone. This is a letter that was signed by 167 developers. Let me tell you what. If I was GitHub, are you listening? Let them go. There's 2,000 developers behind them waiting to fill those seats. We, the undersigned, cannot see how to reconcile our ethics with GitHub's continued support of ICE. Now, shows you the short-sightedness. They think the only thing that ICE does is run around, chase illegal aliens, and deport them back to Mexico. They think that's their only job. Shows you how ignorant these coders are. They do so much more than that. I guess, well, they want drugs to come in. They must want everything just to come in. You want to change it? You want to change the way immigration is handled? Then push your elected officials. Don't push a company that needs money to pay your salary. Wouldn't that be great? GitHub should cancel the contract and then lay off 100 people, leaving only 67 left. Teach those kids real lessons about capitalism and how it works and why it's a good thing. And then you can go to socialism and they can go ahead and code for the government while they're living in a one-room pseudo-studio apartment. They got to go down a hall to go to the bathroom, and maybe the electricity's only on a couple hours a day. I mean, seriously. GitHub's letter continued. It says, moreover, your lack of transparency around the ethical standards you use in conducting business is also concerning to our community. We want to do everything in the open. Companies don't do everything in the open. You don't do everything in the open. You don't give away company secrets and processes. That's why they come to you. That's why you win the contract, because you have a better way of doing it. You're less expensive. These kids don't understand any of that. Open source software is made up of a source code that is free to be used and distributed and modified by anyone. Examples include parts of the Firefox browser and the Ethereum blockchain. Although much of the code stored on GitHub is open source, the rest of it's often stored privately or available for a licensing fee. So will they work for free? If they want all this stuff to be free, then they need to work for free too, don't they? No one will plead the developers behind the letter stop short of threatening to boycott the platform. Why? You should. No, really. If you're committed to this, there should be a little pain behind it. See, that's what they don't want. That's what they never want. Because they really don't know how to fight. The only fighting that the left knows how to do is when you actually cause pain to somebody else. Right? Come on, think about it. Think about what they do. Think about the fights they have. Think about the damage they cause when they decide they don't like something. 855-REAL-JOE. Like to hear your thoughts. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Let's do a swim. Anybody know what a swim is? Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of these conversations. You know, we're talking about how I don't know what you were talking about. Hopefully you were talking about what I was. But I was talking about how the left, the young, especially, you know, the young kids, and I don't have a different name for them, young kids, and how they see things totally different than we do. And here you have kids, young people, working at a company that's paying them real dollars so they can drive decent cars or have transportation, have a place to live, have clothes on, have that $1,000 or $1,000 cell phone that they have, so they can have all these wonderful things. And yet, They want the company they work for to start canning contracts with the government, ICE in particular, or servicing ICE, because they don't like what ICE does. The problem is, they're only talking about a small percentage of what ICE does. And they don't care. Because they're right. This goes back to what I've been saying about them for a long time. They are right, we are wrong. They have all the answers, we have none of them. We're too old. We're warmongers, period. That's it. It never stops, and it irritates me to no end. Now, some of you who aren't technically savvy, open source software, been around for a long time. It's, you know, this code that runs software, right? You have to have, you just don't plug it in, it works. You think QuickBooks or Quicken, somebody just poured a whole bunch of stuff in a package and pressed it into a CD and then put it in your machine and it works, or you pull it down and it works? No, somebody has to write code for that, line by line by line. So it's made up, and people write bits and pieces of it. You know, you have programs that have a calendar, programs that have a phone book portion to it. Well, different people write those, and then they plug them all together and they make them work together. Some programmers have decided to make that what's called open code. Anybody can use it. They can't use it to make money, but they can use it in a general way. When you work for a company and you write that code, they own the code. They can do whatever they darn well please with it. That's how it works. So anyhow, these kids, and I call them kids for a reason, these kids have decided they don't want any part of this. I'm sure they don't want any part of their paycheck too, right? I'd love to get one of them on the phone and ask them. They say they no longer morally align with the company, so they may not work for it anymore. Well, like I said, GitHub has in their coding department, they have 167 people. There are 2,000 people waiting to get in. I mean, I would have a question here. Says that, can you keep your social justice views out of the workplace? If you cannot, this is not a place for you. That simple. In airing their demands openly, developers borrowed a tactic that has worked in the past. 4 years ago, hundreds of unsatisfied open source contributors put their names to a letter titled "Dear GitHub." They criticized the company for ignoring their requests, right? They wanted new features. They wanted fixes that were broken for years. Now, the company went above and beyond to remedy this, to make it all right, all good. GitHub pays careful attention to its open source contributors, says Don Goodman, who worked as a developer advocate at the company. The Dear GitHub letter has been quite influential on the way that we approach product design. Goodman Wilson, whose job entailed, what is this with, I know we get in trouble for this. What is it with you guys that now you hyphenate your name? You take on the woman's name and your name? When did that happen? What did I miss the memo? Just curious. So the GitHub letter has been quite influential on the way that we approach product design, Goodman said. Right, we have teams that work specifically on features for open source. This is all the norm, though. There's nothing new here. They have teams working on different portions of the code. It's been going on for decades. I started in this business, and some of those groups don't even pay for the software. Look, Linux. I had a lot of good friends in Linux for years that were working that, and there's still plenty of product that runs on what's called Linux. And this guy came up, and he started doing free code. But on top of that, what he provided was paid support, paid product support. So you could get the product for free. You could get Linux for free, but if you needed help, you had to pay for it. Nothing wrong with that. Called capitalism. Great way to make it happen. He had to charge. Excuse me. He had to charge. How do you pay for the service? How do you pay for everything that you need to keep this stuff running? You can't code on a chalk tablet. You hear me? Do I need to repeat that? You can't do coding for the electronic world on a chalk tablet. You got to do it on a computer. You have to store it somewhere. You have to compile it. This all costs money. Electricity, not free. Somebody has to pay for it to run the computers. Earlier this week, Goodman tendered his resignation, said that he felt that he could not ask developers to use a platform giving GitHub's contract with ICE. I'm deeply concerned about the damage to my own reputation from defending GitHub, he wrote in a letter to his coworkers. Leadership has made it clear to me personally that they will not change course. Good for them. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to order from GitHub. I don't know what they'll deliver, but I'm going to get something to give them a few bucks. This is the seventh resignation over the contract since October. Good. You don't need these people in your business. They're not letting, you know, you've got to make money to keep people working, right? Or am I lost here? You got to make money to keep equipment up to date. Keep the electricity on. You know, you guys that like it nice and warm in the office can't turn the heat on without money. Now, GitHub staffers have been agitated internally, and the publicity since the company renewed its contract with ICE in September. See, why don't these guys go? They need to go out to the generic world, and they need to hire people, again, that don't have a social justice warrior bone in their body. And not that the corporation should be able to take advantage of people. I'm not saying that. And some of you who have two brain cells to rub together, you know that's not what I'm saying. Right? You know. There's that music again. You know why? Because we do believe in capitalism. And I'm okay if there's a nice commercial in the wings. Joe Messina, your host. This is in real time. Be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Security forces at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii
are continuing to respond to a shooting, according to an official with the Navy. Three people, one critical, have been injured so far. The shooting, which was at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, occurred at about 2:34 Pacific time this afternoon. One service member interviewed by KHNL said they came to the area because they have friends on base that they were worried about.
Is that, you know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused, like, if it wasn't. But like you said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, still on board and things like that. That's in that Juneau area, so.
The base is still on lockdown, and the public address system continues to urge people in the area to take cover. The anniversary of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Almost. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, if you plan on motoring west, stop in Arizona. Save yourself so much aggravation. I'm telling you, you don't come all the way to California. Stop just before you get to the border. Look, I care about you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. Got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. Do you agree with that? You know, I very much enjoy having this guy on the show. And, you know, I had to get a hold of him earlier today. And, again, not a hard sell. Liberty HealthShare, not a hard sell. They just, you know, you need to have options. You need to know what your options are when it comes to taking care of your body. It's really that simple. It is for me anyway. I don't know about you. Let's take a listen. I hope. We're back at it with one of my favorite people, and I do mean that sincerely, one of my favorite people to have on the show. You know, as far as sponsors go and people that we have, we talked about this at Thanksgiving with quite a few of them, and there's a reality here. You know, we're all living in the same world. We're living on the same planet. We're having to deal with the same issues. So, you know, the sponsors that I have on, they're dealing with the same things you are, whether it's the economy, whether it's health issues, you know, education for your children, any of those things. Everybody's on the same page with it. We all want the best for our families, and we all want the best for our children. Matt Bellis joins me from Liberty Health Shares. He does quite often, and love to talk with him about what's going on in the medicine world, in the medical world, in the taking care of yourself, and being a conservative show, being of the conservative leaning. I love the fact that when we're able to take care and dictate, and I'll use the word dictate, how we take care of our bodies, how we take care of our health. You actually get to choose your doctor for real with Liberty Health Share. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Oh, no problem. I always enjoy being here, Joe. You're a
You're a hoot and a half.
That's a Southern term. I got to go ask my wife about that one, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's really funny, too. It's I'm kind of like promoting myself here, but I hate some of those interviews that I hear that are very sterile, if you would, because people don't talk like that. I'm on a school board, and every once in a while, the attorneys will write, you know how the attorneys are, they have to justify themselves. So they have to write this whole paragraph saying, okay, now when you go out there, this is what you say. And I look at that, I go, look, I can't spell half these words. This is not how I talk. So I'm going to do it my way. And that's what I love about you guys and some of the sponsors and Liberty HealthShare in particular, because you don't speak medicalese, right? I mean, you speak English. I understand what you say. And
this
I think that's what
important.
People need to do. They don't understand it, they're not going to be comfortable with it. They're not going to do it. And I think people, you know, I think that's a truism in anything that you do, whether it's finances, medical, as I was saying earlier, and or education. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the points that we brought up when we were designing a part of Liberty HealthShare in itself, the intentionality of confusing language when it comes to paying for health care. We look at that and say, that's almost immoral. When people don't understand what it is that they're a part of or what they're actually purchasing, it's a little easier to pull the wool over people's eyes. So in building a community of people who are sharing medical bills with one another and people who are really wanting to buy in and be a part of this way of taking care of your health care bills, we want to use as basic and easy to understand language as possible. We want this to be a simple process. We want the whole mentality of health care sharing to be a natural extension of what you would normally do in your life whenever you were come up against a situation that is unexpected and unaffordable. It should be your friends and family that you turn to, and you should be able to work with them. Well, that's what we've done with Liberty HealthShare, taking those easy-to-understand concepts, language, and processes, put them all into a program that you can be a part of and a community that really supports you.
You know, you brought it up last time we spoke, and I thought it was a great line, which is, you know, do you only schedule maintenance for your car one time a year? Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it seems like everybody's telling you, it's your enrollment period. You got to get in now. You got to do it now. Make your changes now. You got to go now. Right? And I feel like I'm listening to one of those 2 o'clock in the morning advertisements, right? Come down to, you know, George's electronic shop tonight because we got 50% off everything. It's just amazing. Under Liberty HealthShare, under this kind of program, if you would, this is an all year thing. This is I'd love you to hop on now and check things out, but this is, you can sign up for this at any time. You can sign up or help your kids or loved ones sign up for this at any time of the year, can't you?
Yeah, we're just days away from the end of the open enrollment period. I'm sure that you're busy taking down your decorations for open enrollment.
That's great.
People who are joining a healthcare program only have days to really make those decisions. And so we look at that and say, as individuals who are part of a healthcare sharing ministry, we're not going to have to rely on that time period, the open enrollment time period, to choose our healthcare program. So the fact that we aren't insurance, the fact that we aren't a bureaucratic program, a government-sponsored program, or anything like that, doesn't confine us to a simple time period where we can purchase our health care. We can do that at any time of the year, so join Liberty HealthShare anytime you want. If you miss this open enrollment time period, we're still here for you.
Now, listen, we just came off the heels of Thanksgiving. Do you have a post-glutton program? I mean, seriously, I couldn't get off the couch for two days. But you do have, one of the things I've talked to you about off and on over the years is you do have a program by which, you know, if I want to change my eating habits, if I want to start working out, if I want to start losing weight, you have coaches that can help me work through these kind of things, don't you?
Yeah, with our program called Health find liberty. If you have a lifestyle condition that requires some change, we have health coaches that are there for you. I know that post the Thanksgiving season, I sure have a few pounds that I could lose. So I might call up our coaches and say, what do I need to do? What's a good methodology that's not going to kill me? But we have health coaches there for our members who are part of Health Track. The good news is, you don't always have to be on Health Track. You can actually graduate from it, and when you do, you still retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. So fantastic program, people to help you whenever you have a need, and that's what we really want in Liberty HealthShare, to take back that control of your health care and to really own it.
I won't name the company because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but a friend of mine was telling me how you know, he had put on a good 30 pounds over the last 2 years, and he really wanted to take it off, and his blood pressure was up, and, you know, I mean, just all the signs that go along with that kind of thing. He called his health insurance company. They sent him a gym card. They read off this thing, and they said, look, we have programs. No, they don't have programs. They had programs where they had made deals with you know, large gym companies, and that way you could sign up for a cheaper price and go. Well, heck, I don't need you if I was willing to go do that. I need some help. I need some encouragement. So I love the fact that you actually have a coach that gets on the phone with you and helps you work through what your goals are. And I think people need to understand and realize the value in that. And it's a different... This is a different scenario. We're running out of time in this segment. When we come back, this is a different program. People don't seem to understand. This is, you and I have talked about this. This is like a family thing. This is more where we're all with each other. We're all supporting each other. We're all encouraging each other. If we do hit that moment where we do need Liberty HealthShare to step in and help us out, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. And you know what? It is. We keep forgetting, well, some of you guys aren't as old as I am. Some of you guys are older than I am. I know who you are. But, I mean, seriously, we keep forgetting the amount of work it takes in a community to help keep people together. You know? How'd that happen? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know what? No. I'm actually got two things going on in my. When it comes to your health care, when it comes to how you take care of yourself, you really have to take the same amount of time in figuring out how you want to do your take care of your health, take care of yourself, as you do in taking care of your car, taking care of your house, some of you taking care of your lawn. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get right back to it. If you chomped down too much on Thanksgiving, the holiday season. A lot of people, they eat the wrong stuff. They eat way too much of the wrong stuff. They don't get the exercise. A lot of stress going on. You need to make sure that you have the ability to take care of yourself. You have the right health care plan, health care process, whatever it takes to make sure that you're going to be able to take care of yourself. Should something go sideways, without expecting it will. Just say it might.
We're back at it with one of my favorite guys to have on. Matt Bellis is with me with Liberty Health Share. And, you know, I gotta find that clip where Obama says, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which we all know really wasn't the way it worked out. Anyway, if you want to keep your plan, you can keep your plan, and okay, but that didn't work out either. So, but here under Liberty Health Share, if you want your doctor, you got him. He or she is yours. No problem. Not an issue. Matt, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time with me.
No problem. I love and enjoy being with you guys.
So when I get my packet to sign up and all that other stuff, you give me this big book. It's about 3 inches thick that lists all the doctors that take this, right? And I've got to read it in 2-point pica or something. We can pick any doctor we want,
don't you
for real.
Love that?
Yeah.
You sign up for a health program, and then all of a sudden you got homework.
No kidding.
Yeah, really.
But you do get to keep your doctor, right?
Well, whenever you join Liberty HealthShare, the main thing to understand is that we're not going to stand in the way of you wanting to choose the doctor that you want. We're not going to dictate that relationship. If you and your doctor want to work together, by all means, go work together. We're not going to have that networking type of relationship with a bunch of doctors that you have to use an in-network doctor. We don't have that at all, so we're not going to stand in the way of your choice of the doctor that you want to work with. If your doctor wants to work with you as a healthcare sharing ministry member, by all means, go for it.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you talk to people about that and where they are with their doctors, and when they switch insurance policies, you know, with other companies, they all of a sudden they find themselves out of network, right? I mean, you and I are talking about these terms. You got to go back to college to learn some of these terms. Your doctor's out of network. My God, he went to the same school my other doctor went to. What do you mean he's out of network? And people, you know, some of us have been seeing our doctors, mine in particular, for 15 plus years. Why would I want to switch all of a sudden, you know, in my 60s or whatever? And I think people need to understand that. Now, let's go back to the membership / the family comment I made. One of the things I love about Liberty HealthShare, too, is unlike that bureaucracy, if you would, in the other world, you can actually send wishes, you know, good wishes to the person. Prayers for that person that maybe you had the same thing. Maybe you went through the same thing. You can help encourage somebody else. And if you want to, you can actually donate or give or pay a little bit more into helping that person out, can't you? It's a closer thing. It's a relationship.
That's right. I mean, being a part of the community that we're in, you're not bound by only the amounts that you're given as a suggested monthly share amount. You can join us and be a part of any type of sharing arrangement that you want to be. So if you've got folks that you want to contribute extra to, absolutely. Because here's the thing. We've actually had members do that on a regular basis. We have members who are a part of our Liberty Share program, which is a lesser priced program, and they wanted to give extra so that they can be more giving to the community. It was an extreme act of generosity that we really haven't been able to see in any other thing than healthcare sharing. It's just been fantastic because that really goes back to the DNA of America. That really does typify who and what we are. You know, whenever somebody falls down a well, you know, the entire country holds their breath. Whenever miners are trapped in a mine, you know, we have earth digging equipment and all kinds of things coming out of the woodwork to help those miners get out of the mine. That's the over and above generosity of free individuals who want to cooperate voluntarily with one another, and that typifies that type of attitude within Liberty HealthShare. We've been able to cultivate that. It's just one of those extra fringe benefits, so to speak, being a part of Liberty HealthShare, that it wasn't necessarily planned, but because we did the right things first, because we had a community of people sharing in medical bills with one another, it was the natural extension of those members to give extra. And it's just been so fantastic to see.
Yeah, and again, that's people need to understand. That's why, and when it comes to medicine, doctors and what have you, it is a whole different animal. I joked about the car thing, you know, and I know some people love their cars like family. I get all of that. But when it comes to medicine, when it comes to taking care of yourself, when it comes to health, you know, my granddaughter lives with us, and when I see her hurting or something going on with her, you want to make sure you get her to the right doctor. You get her the right care. Get her what she needs. And I make those decisions, or I help make those decisions, if you would. You don't get that same thing with an insurance company. Let's just be honest about it. As we said earlier, you get the 3-inch book. It says you can go here, here, and here. That's it. End of discussion. Otherwise, you're paying for it yourself. Under Liberty HealthShare, there is no here, here, and here. You go where you want to go. You go where you're comfortable going, correct?
Nothing says heartwarming like a bureaucrat 3,000 miles away making decisions for you.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, you're so right. I mean, some person sitting in a room, or a panel, as I used to call them, and deciding what you get, when you get, and how long you have to wait to get it. Now, this is the question I get all the time, and I love doing this to you, which is, you know, you're not an insurance company, so, you know, you have nobody watching over you. You can deny me my lung. You can deny me my surgery. I'm just left out in the cold because you don't have to respond to anyone. That's not true, though.
Well, no, that's not true.
Just in case somebody tunes off real quick, it's not true.
Well, I would say that one thing, that being a part of a healthcare sharing ministry, there is oversight, there are regulations, there are things that we have to do and things that we are a part of, and a lot of things we wouldn't want to do without that type of oversight anyway, because frankly, we are a community that is voluntarily working together. Frankly, I would rather work within a community that people want to be there and support each other rather than not. If we start denying people the life-saving treatments that they want, then we're going to be quickly out of a community. And so we have a built-in mechanism with the way that we share voluntarily to ensure those things are actually happening. But, you know, thankfully, we do have some things involved in Liberty HealthShare to make sure legally that we can't do those types of things.
Yeah, and people need to understand it. We've seen this, and I'm trying to be delicate here, but I'm not very good at this kind of thing. We have seen insurance companies.
You know!
Like a bull in a china shop. We have seen insurance companies do not so nice things, and they're overseen, and they're regulated. You know, they got a heavy hand on them. So this false sense of security that you think the government or whoever is overseeing makes everything okay, ask the people of Flint that with their water. That's a different story. Anyway, so but here you truly have you truly have the liberty, you truly have the freedom to choose who you want to see. And last but not least, you keep talking about a ministry, and I've had people ask me this question. You and I have already talked about this. This is not a church event. So you do not have to be, you have to share our values, but you don't have to be, a born-again, Bible-thumping preacher to be part of the ministry, or to be part of Liberty HealthShare.
Well, coming from a born-again, Bible-thumping preacher, I take offense. No, I'm kidding. We started Liberty HealthShare as a healthcare sharing ministry. This is a Christian 501c3 nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry. We have values that guide our principles, and our members, whenever they join, they must agree to those certain set of values that are biblically based, but freedom in nature, that we have the right to direct and manage our own health care. We have the right and ability to give to one another, free from the constraints of third-party bureaucracies or government. It's those types of values that we're gathering around that we feel are biblically based, and we desire to be a part of that. We're not checking up on your regular Sunday service attendance. We're not having your pastor sign a waiver saying, yeah, I've seen them this year. We want people who are voluntarily joining around these values, these closely held beliefs, and sharing with one another based on these values and beliefs.
You know, I said, I was talking to a young person who was actually thinking about your program, and I said, that was one of the questions was, do I have to be like a religious person? I said, no, but you have to understand what the values of the company are. You have to understand why they're doing what they're doing. And frankly, you want a group like this who are going to be loving on you, praying, you know, praying for you or praying about you. and really care about you, not five bureaucrats that are sitting there trying to figure out how this is going to affect the bottom line of the company as a whole. And his eyes sparkled a little bit, and he said, well, I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I said, good.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. You can have a lot of, you can have a church of people praying for you, or you can have a panel of faceless, nameless bureaucrats deciding your fate. Mm. Which one do you want?
Well, let me think about that. Yeah. All right, we got to go. Always a pleasure to have Matt with us. LibertyHealthShare.org/real if you want more information. LibertyHealthShare.org/real for more information. Check them out. Doesn't cost you anything to read. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about what's going on in Israel. We'll be back in a few minutes.